the show going for you guys so far? Grant, I'll start with you.
Great show. A lot of people here. People are very excited about Correlation.
It seems that way.
In the big tent presentations, mm-hmm. people were happy to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. How about you, John?
You know, definitely everybody's in a good mood. It was exciting. You know, I think I mentioned in mine that I was actually the first keynote speaker for this event back when it was just you, me, and I think there was one other client and the rest were all Correlation people, right?
Yes.
Eight of us in the room. So it's great to see this growth. And I also like the collaborative atmosphere that I feel here. So it's very cool.
Indeed. Is there anything in particular that you guys are looking for at the show this year? Obviously, networking is a huge thing. But anything else in particular you're looking for?
Networking and partnerships. That's the way to go. You know, Correlation has a really powerful programming interface, mm-hmm. the KeyBridge API. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot with it, and it's exciting to talk to other people who are looking for that kind of work, that kind of integration.
Indeed. I know, John, you wanted to talk about that. You guys can banter back and forth.
Yeah, so, you know, what I was, I'm going to take this from you, because I'm a host now. I can do what I want. So, what I wanted to talk about is, so KeyBridge is very powerful. So KeyBridge is the API or application programming interface into the Correlation platform. And it's something that, you know, just for those of you that don't know, Grant and I have known each other like 20 years. And so going all the way back to when he worked for Summit. So this guy is like a true, credible expert in credit union systems. Probably one of the few on the planet that really knows how these things really work under the covers. And so what I was going to ask is, and I'm always fascinated by this, having been in the home banking space myself. So you've got this new fancy API. How do you look at it when you go to connect and you have this platform that's already connected to other things, you know, with the platform, the ConnectFS platform? How do you like look at this and go, gee, I don't want to homogenize this or wind up with the lowest common denominator?
Right. Well, I think a lot of that starts by having a broad set of functionality to begin with, because if all you have as a vendor is account access, you know, see my balances, see right. my history, make a transfer, and that's what a lot of digital banking products are. So they kind of have a least common denominator product.
Right.
They're going to consume those APIs in a least common denominator fashion, yeah. right? So we started the other way. We started with just kind of a whole collection of different sets of functionality, not necessarily integrated out of the gate. We've tied those together over the years. We integrate to the cores very deeply wherever we can. But I'll tell you, we do enjoy how open the KeyBridge APIs are, and we do enjoy how open Correlation is as a business to want to facilitate that type of integration.
So for me, you know what you just said kind of reminded me of something. So do you remember how there was a time when Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel, they weren't the leaders in the space,
yeah.
right? There was WordPerfect and
yeah.
Lotus.
Right.
But the reason Microsoft won is because they realized that those products all had to work together. They realized, and they created the Microsoft Office suite. And so when it became a way where you could take a spreadsheet and just drag it into a Word document, or you could take Word stuff and just pop it into PowerPoint. And so is that what you're kind of talking about? Like you guys have kind of built the Microsoft Office of credit unions for digital?
Right, it's kind of the digital suite of the future for credit unions, right?
So like account opening?
Right, account opening and lending and document management and electronic signatures and all of this tying together into a unified environment that works across online, works across mobile, you know, with native mobile apps, not just to some thin wrapper around a
right.
website.
So your mobile is part of your entire platform.
Yeah,
it's not
unified,
a separate thing.
Exactly. It's all unified server stack. It's, you know, when we push out a new release, all that capability exists in the server side, and we can put the apps out to take advantage of that in the app store, and it's not a from the ground up kind of effort, right? So,
right.
And we're working on this theming capability that's going to give the credit unions a lot more control over the look and the feel, and also will unify the front end even more between web and mobile.
So really what you're talking about is with the theming capability is improving the member experience,
right?
Right, and including things like reducing friction
right.
in certain areas. Like, hey, we really can, with the theme, you could actually build multiple themes and you could test against them, right? I could go, okay, here's one path,
right.
and oh wow, this did better than the other path. They actually call that A/B testing.
Right, you could do the A/B testing with this technology. You could target segs or different fields of membership, subfields within a credit union's overall field of membership. You could target those populations, give them a different theme. It might be look and feel, it might be different functionality, and have that then totally consistent between web and mobile, but be native mobile, not web with a thin
which
wrapper.
People can tell. Right. But so does that reduce cost in terms of you know, not having to go back and do this separately for each one with KeyBridge or any API?
It does. I mean, you know, obviously the creation of the technology had some significant expense, right?
But once it's done
and you now have this capability for these themes to work across multiple delivery channels with that full range of functionality, it makes it very simple to roll out customizations for that.
So if I was a credit union and I had like a, let's say that, you know, I wanted to build the CU Broadcast, you know, that all the employees of CU Broadcast could have sort of a little special thing in home banking, right. I could do that myself using the theming and say an SDK or something like that.
So the member
that.
Can do that?
No, the credit union could build those multiple themes and then automatically select between the themes based on certain membership attributes. Like, you know, almost every credit union will store in their core some kind of indicator of field of membership,
right.
What qualified that member to join the credit union. So if you take that attribute off the core, you use that to drive theme selection. Now you can give totally different experiences to different groups of people, or you can also, if you have, you know, beta test groups, well, then maybe you're driving that off of like a some kind of note record in the case of correlation, or a tracking record in terms of Scimitar. We can check that during the login. We can grab that attribute. We can route that person to a different theme.
So what that means in layman's terms, without note records, I'll play deliberately dumb guy.
Sure.
But what it means is that, remember how we were talking about that, you asked me, hey, John, what's really digital transformation? And I said, you know, I hate it, that word isn't working out for me. It's really, how do we engage people personally with digital?
Right, that's it's the engagement.
Right, and so that's what he's talking about.
It's personalization, it sounds like, too.
Well, that's it. It's the personalization, because that's what everybody wants. I mean, look at the phones, right? Everybody here has maybe, you know, there's probably three kinds of phones in this room, but there's probably 60,000, you know, 65 different kinds of cases.
Right.
Some with bling, some without bling, some that fold, because everybody wants to personalize it, and everybody wants a different background. Everybody wants a different wallpaper. And I believe in my heart here, that's where everybody's trying to do, is they're trying to sort of engage on a personal level, because this idea of, you know, of sort of continuing to create space between people isn't really what digital is going to be about in the future.
No.
And so this idea where he could go in and the home banking could go, hey, this is a guy who's been with us for 30 years and he was originally part of the boat builders group. Let's give him the ships and the things he remembers and some nostalgia. Let's show him the pictures from the old company and put those up at the top so he remembers this relationship and the trust he has with us.
Yeah.
That's a big value proposition, because how we're going to keep the personality of the credit union, the heart of that place, the culture, and extend that through the digital channel, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, that sends the message that my credit union gets me, basically.
And they do get you, Mike. They love you.
I know they do. I know my credit union, they love me. San Diego County, I'm thrown out of...
Oh, you got thrown out of San Diego?
No, I didn't get thrown out. I'm throwing a shout out to San Diego County.
Okay.
Yes.
They are a great credit union.
Even though they're on the correlation platform, or on the core, someday maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, they're good folks there.
Yeah.
They're on top of it. So, yeah.
And
so,
they take care of you.
And they totally take care of me. Yeah.
Right. And that's what it's about, is that engagement. You know, digital used to be about saving money. Right.
And being efficient, all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Right. But now with the rise of, you know, Amazon and the neobanks, you can't play that game anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because those are highly personalized experiences, and the credit unions have to match that game, or they're going to lose at digital.
You know why? Because when we were looking at, like, Starbucks as an example,
right.
A physical Starbucks, nobody compares to a branch.
Right.
But in the online world, people will take an Amazon, look at a checkout experience or something, and relate that back to a credit union digital process.
Right.
So that comparison is there,
right.
You know, which it isn't there in the physical world.
Right.
And so that's really the differentiator, is that you're being compared no one ever used to compare us to, you know, these huge companies that spend a lot in this physical world. But now in the digital world where it's much more virtual, you're getting that comparison.
Yeah.
And so if it's like 20 steps to close your loan or to open a new account,
right.
Whereas on Amazon, one click buy gets you something or even something more difficult. Plus it shows you, you know, this is, I'll give you the example of what, you know, what I think it means, right? So if you ever buy something on Amazon, at the bottom it says 98% of the other people who bought this as well.
Yeah, related.
And I'm
product.
Thinking to myself, I don't want to be part of the 2% that are idiots, right?
Peer pressure?
If 98% of the people that bought one of these too, I probably need it.
Right, yeah. Oh, wow, that really does go with that other right. thing. I and should buy
know,
it.
You know, in the banking world, think of Gap.
Right.
In the loans.
Right, or
like,
MBI.
Exactly. MBI, that's another example. So that's the world we're getting to. That's how we're going to move this forward.
Yeah. And so this sounds like what you guys are doing is part of that personalization, part of getting to that Amazon bar, so to speak, you know,
right.
getting to that level.
Right. It's creating the platform that has that really wide set of functionality mm-hmm. and also has the customization capability so that the credit union can truly personalize the offering, you know, to either to individuals or to subsets of their membership.
Or even work with third parties to do
right,
that,
or
right?
Work with third
I mean,
parties
that
and,
could
right.
happen, right? So
yeah,
you could say, hey, yeah, we'll open this up to people like, there's this group called Big. I don't know if you know about them.
Have you heard about them?
I think I've heard of those guys.
They're actually close by.
Banking yeah. stuff, yeah. They like to do things. They like to build on top of cool platforms. Yeah,
right.
That's like Alexa, things like that. Yeah, they
right.
have some stuff like that.
So is the consumer pushing this, or is it the technology sector that are pushing it? Because the consumer is getting more savvy, or dare I say, spoiled.
Right.
Spoiled.
Spoiled is probably a very good term for that. In fact, next week I'm talking about online account opening at a conference, and the premise is that online shopping has spoiled the consumer, right?
It has, absolutely.
And you know, they're so intolerant of delays, they're so intolerant of friction. You have to eliminate that. That's the standard, right? You've got all of these fintech and neobank companies coming in that are UX and engagement first and fulfillment and heavy lifting second, right? And they put out this great vision of what financial services are supposed to be. And maybe they can't really fulfill on it, okay? But their brand is that there's an experience and there's a level of engagement and consumers are buying it. And by the time they figure out that there's actually is a speed bump, they're so deep in it and so far along, it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll give them a day to close my Rocket Mortgage, which was supposed to be, you know, 5 minutes, right? It's not really five
oh,
minutes,
yeah,
but the
yeah.
brand is that it's
yeah,
5 minutes.
Right.
And that's where the market is just demanding that kind of experience, both in terms of frictionless, highly personalized, you know, and even to the point of being analytical and predictive. I mean, you've got to get to that level. Or,
and emotional.
Yeah, and emotional, ultimately, right.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about is trust.
Right.
It all comes back to that. And if you're going to trust that process, then you trust that they're doing the best process they can, because what's the most valuable thing that we have that we can't get back?
It's trust.
It's trust and time.
Yeah.
Right? But and so when you have a process that's got a lot of friction
yeah.
and something else doesn't, and you go,
right.
this doesn't add up to me. And
right.
your point's dead on. And then they wonder, well, think about this. When you've got a process where this other organization will give you a loan without you having to give your DNA and blood,
right.
what does that say between the two, right? Now,
right.
we would say, well, it just means that they're idiots and that we're much more watching after your money. But to the consumer who's trying to get that, I think the message is they don't trust me,
right.
they do.
Right, either that or they didn't value me because they didn't value my time.
Yep. Right.
So they didn't create an experience that makes it easy for me to make that happen for myself. I'm going to go find someone who can.
Which leads me to my wrap-up question.
Okay.
What, for both of you guys, what is your message to credit unions, having said all of this stuff? What is your message to, because there are credit unions that are embarking on their digital journey as we speak. We know a lot of them,
right.
but there are a lot who aren't.
Right.
Who may still be in the planning stages, who may still be on the fence. What's your message to them? John, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, my message would be to have a congruent strategy, right? It can't just be, hey, we're looking for a product. You know, I love you, Grant, but it's more, and I know you
yeah.
know this, it's more than a product. So it's a culture shift, and it doesn't have to be a giant swing, but it does have to be a organized approach to it organization-wide. There's no part of this doesn't touch down to the mailroom guy, all the way up to the, you know, to the top.
You can't just digitize the front end.
Right. You
have
right.
to digitize the back end.
That's lipstick on a pig, isn't
That's
it?
That's right,
you
exactly.
You have to get everybody engaged, and heretofore, it's been add a channel. Right. Some people need ATMs. Here it goes. Needs mobile. Here it goes. That has to stop. Now it's, let's create a unified approach to all of this that will incorporate, because channels are going to come like crazy. You're going to have to build, and he said it, a platform. And that platform is what's going to carry you forward. Because the platform really is just marrying consumers and services, right? And someone in between. And really, we're the arbiter of that. So that's my message, is have a strategy, shift your culture, and know it's all the way through, inside and out, everybody in the whole organization.
And if you have a radical
thing. And if you have the right architecture, the platform can evolve to meet the channel proliferation that everybody's going to experience without it becoming as overwhelming. It's still going to be overwhelming.
Oh yeah.
But maybe not to the same degree if you have good bones that you can attach, you know, all these different
like a house.
Well, exactly.
Everybody asks me all the time, John, why do I care about IoT? Why do I care about the dishwasher having interaction? Now I'll tell you why you care. Why would you possibly care about connecting your dishwasher to the internet? Well, I think it's for service, right? And supplies.
Right.
How are you going to pay for those service and supplies?
Yeah.
With a credit card.
Right.
Whose credit card do you want in that service?
Right.
That's where the digital lifestyle,
right.
It's no longer about being top of wallet.
Right. Now when the new fridge filter shows up, you want that to be paid for with
your
credit union tender.
Yeah, because wherever they're paying for that is going to become the AFI. It's a new term I coined, so go with me on this. The active financial, PFI was the institution. This is the active financial institution. You don't have no shot at being the only one.
Right.
It's difficult to be the preferred one. You want to be the active one. You want to be the one that they don't want money not to be in, so that service doesn't get turned off.
Right.
Whether
if
it be
payments
Netflix
are flowing out of your accounts, then they care.
Well, and we have their mortgages. It makes sense to be part of the appliance family, to be part of these other areas. So that's why you care about this. It's not because we're looking for the next shiny thing. It's strategic, and trust me, I'm not that smart. If I can figure it out, the big boys have.
And it's long term.
Right. Yeah, it is.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done, lads. We could talk about this all day long.
Thanks.